Mark Falter is a registered investment advisor representative of MidAmerica Wealth Advisory Group. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that any discussion or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from a financial professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. All investing involves risk, whether it is associated with market volatility, purchasing power, or specific security, including the possible loss of principal. Information Express does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Investments, including money market accounts offered through MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group, are not FDIC insured. Welcome to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Here's your host, Mark Falter.
Welcome to the weekend of the Retirement Income Hour. I'm your host, Mark Falter. We've got a great show lined up today. Got a couple of quick questions for you. How would you like to get an interest rate on something that is relatively short term in 18 to 21 month periods of time, that's also very relatively low risk, that also can pay you an interest rate almost double what CDs are right now? Income equaling around that 8%, 8.5% yield range. And today we're talking about structured notes on the Retirement Income Hour. Well, I've been doing some research on these, for months now before I did a radio show on them. And it's the benefit of having a great analyst, because he's actually the one that brought it to my attention. He's actually been doing these long before he met me. It's a product titled A Structured Note. Structured Note. We're going to talk about them today on the Retirement Income Hour. Now, to get all of my disclaimers, as much of them up front as we can, it is not the answer to cancer. Is not something you want to take 100% of your money, and nothing really is, for that matter, you want to take 100% of your money and put it in. But it is a great way to, and I was thinking about this, it's kind of a crazy analogy, but you know how a plant takes light and turns it into energy? Well, they call that photosynthesis. Well, this takes market risk, market volatility, and turns it into income. So needless to say, when I was introduced to these, I thought that is perfect for the clientele that I deal with, because what are we all about here on today's show? We're all about the income. That's why we named our show the Retirement Income Hour. So we're going to be talking about them today and how they might be something that could potentially be part of your portfolio. So what is a structured note? Well, I've got a little short description here, kind of an overview of structured investments. After originating in Europe in the 1980s, structured investments have been very popular in the United States since the mid-90s. The current structured investment global market is around $2 to $3 trillion. Structured investments are very similar to corporate bonds. While the returns of most corporate bonds are based on interest rates and creditworthiness of the bond issuer, structured notes' potential returns are tied to the market performance of a particular underlying index. So that's a little bit of a definition, but bottom line is it converts that underlying index's volatility into income. How? You're wondering, how does this work? Options. That's how they're doing it. I've talked a little bit about these before on our show, and again, this is maybe not the answer to everything, and it may not even be something that fits you. But if you're looking for a shorter term, when I say short term, I mean under 5 years, shorter term to make a yield better than that of CDs, with much more safety on volatility than that of the underlying indices, the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ, and make 8 to 9% dividends and yield, and get paid monthly nonetheless. Get paid monthly. Most of your corporate bonds are paying every 6 months. Most of your preferreds are paying every quarter. These little son of guns pay monthly. And I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I mean, that is literally right down most of my retirees that I deal with, right down their alley, if they could get their check monthly. I mean, they do get their check monthly, We just don't pay dividends monthly in most of our items we invest in. But to have something that will offset that check keeps you from getting into the chickens and eating more of your eggs, if you've listened to my show very long. In other words, eggs being dividends, chicken being principal, it keeps you from getting into them even that much faster. So we're going to talk about those. Now, if you want to get some more information on structured notes and how they could potentially fit you, I would invite you to let us know you want something. We got a structured note investment kit. We'd love to hear from you. 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Or just feel free to give us a call, and we can get somebody to talk to you and see if they might be something that could fit your scenario if you're wanting income higher than that of CD rates with very good relative safety. Those are the reason that I was doing so much research on this. Because at the end of the day, this is a show built with your financial future in mind. This is the Retirement Income Hour, and today we're talking about structured notes. I'm Mark Falter, and the reason that I have done so much research on these is I could see where they would definitely have a place in the clients that I work with. Most of the people that call us for income. And if you've heard me very long at all on this show, you've heard me say that I want to see people eating the eggs and not cutting into the chicken. You've heard me say before that if you are working with an advisor who is selling shares to create income, what have I said before? You need to what? Find another advisor. They're killing your portfolio. All that stuff works great in an up market, but it is lousy in a bad way in a down market. Now, here just recently, we took on some new spots, some new spots on new stations. And so there is a fair amount of people that are listening to me that haven't listened to me ever before. There's a lot of you listening that have listened to me for years, and I thank you for that. You hear me say that if you have an advisor that is selling shares to create income, if they cannot devise a way to develop income out of the portfolio without selling shares in this market that we're in today, they are incompetent. They should find themselves another career and get completely out of the financial services business. Go to the Securities Exchange Commission and say, please, take my license. I'm incompetent, and I cannot handle dealing with people's money. Matter of fact, my client is probably smarter than me because they listen to Mark on the Retirement Income Hour. I say that with all sincerity. If an advisor cannot create income out of the portfolio without selling shares in this market environment, it does not get any easier. I've been at this 35 years, never been easier. So if they're still selling shares every time you get income, they don't know what else to do. And it is time for you to take that as a clue and call us and figure out how, or let us show you how, you cannot eat the chickens and eat only the eggs. The chickens, here's my analogy there, and I'm going to tell you another analogy here in a minute that's going to really ring home. Chickens and eggs. Let's talk about chickens and eggs if you're brand new to our show. Chickens are principal. Eggs are dividends. If you got chickens and eggs and you're hungry and you eat eggs, how long can you go? Long time. If you decide to get into the chickens because you want chickens and not eggs, how long can you go then? If you're thinking to yourself, you know, yeah, every time I see money come out, I see shares go away. And that's a concern to yours, of yours, I would invite for you to call us and ask for the Structured Notes Kit. Structured Notes Kit, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. You can then figure out how you can take the volatility of the market and turn it into good quality income, income higher than that of a CD in most cases, and do it over a short-term type scenario and get paid on a monthly basis. So the Structured Notes Kit, 844-777-6275. Ever heard of a thing called dollar cost averaging? Everybody's heard of dollar cost averaging. Well, I'm going to talk to you about another concept called reverse dollar cost averaging. Because at the end of the day, this is a show built with your financial future in mind, and we're all about the income right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
A definition of virtual. Not physically existing as such, but made by software to appear to do so. Wow. Things have certainly changed. Our communities have changed. The economy has changed. Our lives have changed. It seems no matter where you turn, virtual seems the way to go, from business to pleasure. However, when it comes to your retirement is not virtual at all. It's absolutely real, with real necessities like food costs, health care, car payments, and other expenses that unfortunately don't accept virtual money. To keep you in the know, Mark Falter has put together a series of webinar events because your need for income in retirement will never be virtual. It will always be real. For more information on the dates and times of Mark's webinar events, call Mark Falter at 844-777-MARK. That's 844-777-6275.
Mark Falter developed the Retirement Income Hour to help you gain knowledge so you can make decisions regarding the income you need to get you through your retirement years. Plus, Mark provides you with even more opportunities to learn through his workshops and webinars that he holds every month. For a complete listing of upcoming workshops and webinars, simply log on to MidAmericanWealthAdvisory.com. That's MidAmericanWealthAdvisory.com. Workshops, webinars, and the Retirement Income Hour. Three ways that provide you with information to help you have a stress-free retirement.
How would you like to listen to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter at a time when it's convenient for you? The Retirement Income Hour is now available on a podcast. This way you can listen at any time and in any place. Simply go to your favorite podcast app and type in Mark Falter and you'll find the show. And be sure to subscribe and you will get the updates of new shows. The Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, now available on a podcast. The Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind.
If you ask any successful football coach, they'll tell you that the key to winning is having a successful game plan. The same holds true for your retirement. Mark Falter and his team at MidAmerican Wealth Advisory will diagram the proper X's and O's to help you secure income for retirement. Make sure your retirement portfolio has a game plan. Call MidAmerican Wealth Advisory today at 816-640-5888. That's 816-640-5888. Or log on to MidAmericanWealthAdvisory.com.
The Retirement Income Hour.
For more information from Mark, text the word KIT to 816-640-8218.
You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind. Today we're talking about structured notes, but right before the break there, I talked to you about another analogy of why it's so dangerous to sell shares. So we're going to take a few minutes here and get off structured notes for a minute, and I'm going to tell you why they are so entertaining. Because you've heard me, matter of fact, I've done entire shows on a little concept called reverse dollar cost averaging. Anybody on the radio show listen to me now? Ever heard of a thing, or the podcast? This is also podcasted. Ever heard of a thing called dollar cost averaging? Everybody's heard of dollar cost averaging. Well, I'm going to talk to you about another concept called reverse dollar cost averaging. But in order to understand reverse dollar cost averaging, you have to understand dollar cost averaging. So for those of you that don't know what dollar cost averaging is, this is why the stock market S&P 500 works over a long period of time. Because let's think about it. What is one of the best investments you can invest in over the long period of time? The S&P 500. You know, some of the best performing portfolios is the person that comes in, guy or woman, that says, you know, I've been working at a company for 30 years, got $1 million plus in my 401k, I think. I don't know. I haven't checked it in a while. And I want to retire. Want to know how to get income off it. I know the S&P 500 is not where I want to be because it's risky. And I've heard, based on your show, we should be getting income. But the S&P has done me well. How much is in your portfolio? I asked them. No idea. I haven't looked at a statement in 5 years. I just take and, you know, back 30 years ago, I set it, 401k, 10% a year, and I just put money in every month. I don't look. We open their statement up. Lo and behold, they got $1.5 million, and it smoked every advisor out there. And I have said it time and time again. If you are 40 years old and you're paying an advisor to invest you in the S&P 500, you do you, but I wouldn't do it. You can outperform them just by investing in going straight to the S&P 500 and do iShare funds, index funds, and do it yourself and save yourself about 1% to 1.5% per year. But when you get to that point of wanting income, now the thing changes. Now, all this does come back to structured notes, and we'll get back to that here in just a second. Why does that person that had that 401k work so well? Because they're dollar cost averaging. They're investing every month, whether the market's down or whether the market's up. If you take $100 a month and you invest it in something that's $10 a share, you put in $100 one month, it's 10 bucks a share, and you buy 10 shares. Next month, it drops to $5 a share. Market dropped 50%. That's a heck of a drop in a month, isn't it? You bought 20 shares. Which investment do you make more money off of long term? The $5, because you make more on the way up when it goes up, and eventually it will go up. See, that's the key. Eventually it will go up. When you're young, this works. That's called dollar cost averaging. Now I want to reverse that around. So let's reverse that around and say you take $100, you put it in something that is, well, actually, here's the reverse of it. You're not putting it in something. You're taking $100 out of something that's $10 a share. How many shares do you have to sell? 10 shares. Next month, that market drops $5 a share. You still need $100, don't you? How many shares do you have to sell? 2 times as many. You see how that hurts? That's called reverse dollar cost averaging, and that's why I am not a believer. All that to say, when I heard about structured notes, I really wanted to do the research, make sure that they were as legit as I thought they were, and they basically take that volatility and turn it into income. Now, here is a question I have for you. Very important question. Matter of fact, I'd say it's so important that if you remember no part of today's show, I want you to remember this. I know a lot of my clients are listening right now, so I'm saying now is a great time for us to get you information about structured notes. I've done all the research on these. I like them. You're going to hear me talk more about them in your client reviews. But if you, as a non-client of ours, have been talking to your advisor on reduction of risk, more income, like to see a little higher income than that of a bank CD, and they don't know what to do, and they've been not talking to you about structured notes, maybe time to look at another advisor. I don't know. You tell me. Now, are they going to fit you, these products? Well, here's the best way to find out. Get a kit we've put together called the Structured Notes Investment Kit, free of charge, no catches, no cost, no obligation. And again, I got to remind myself we're on a few new radio stations, and so a lot of people are used to hearing people that are trying to have them call so they can pitch them on something else. There's literally, I mean, you just call us, we'll send you the brochure. It's 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK, and we'll make sure and get that to you, see if it fits your particular situation. You are listening to the Retirement Income Hour, and I'm Mark Falter. Thanks for tuning in. All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the benefits of structured notes. Substantially better returns than that of bank CDs. Around, and notice I said around, 8%. I'm not going to pigeonhole myself into a number. These rates change daily, to give you an idea. So it's around 8%. I mean, if you're making what CDs are around 4.5%, 5% right now, so substantially. Liquidity of income, get paid every month. Very low risk, very short term, 18 to 21 months. No more risk, actually substantially less risk than that of the underlying index, and eliminates credit risk. What is credit risk, you ask? It's the downside to buying a bond. You've heard me talk on this show about bonds before. Well, bonds are great. I love bonds. Bonds versus bond funds. If you've listened to me very long, you've heard me talk about that. Well, now they make bond funds that work like bonds. We've got those in our portfolios, too. But point is, there is a downside to an individual bond. It's credit risk. In other words, the company that you bought it through goes bankrupt, you're kind of up a creek. It's one of the reasons why you have our own analysts that work in-house, and it's also one of the reasons why we're getting into more of these ETFs that work exactly like bonds. But through the utilization of structured notes, you eliminate that credit risk. It's extremely fascinating. So let's talk a little bit about how these crazy things work. Okay, so I'm going to run a scenario out for you. Let's run a scenario out. We're going to go with a three-year. I'm going to go longer. I know I just said, 18 to 21 months. Let's go 3 years, 36 months. Basically, what you do is you pick a buffer. You can deal with these things like you do a car. You can buy the base model car for $50,000, or you can add a bunch of stuff on it and get $65,000. Then you got electric windows and moonroof and all that stuff. Well, you can do the same type of scenario with these structured notes. We're going with a three-year structured note, a 30% buffer. What does that mean? That means the underlying index. Now, we will use multiple indexes in these things because we don't want to just narrow down to one. But I'm going to just, for the sake of this discussion, say we use one. We're betting that the S&P 500 will not be down more than 30% in 3 years. If it is, to be clear, that if it is down more than 30% in 3 years, you will lose that amount of money on that investment. Now, let me ask you, if that, and I were to just stop there, how is that any more risky than the actual investment itself? It's not. My point in that is it's no more risky than the underlying investment. However, here's the catch. With that 30% downside buffer comes around an 8% income, and it's going to get locked in. You're going to have a guaranteed income once you lock it in. I'm saying around because I don't know what's going to be the day you call. So let's just say 8%. We use that scenario. Well, you've gotten paid 8% a year for 3 years, meaning you got 24% of your money back, meaning that you only really suffered 6% on that deal. And my analyst is so smart that he will sit and run probability studies. This is what he did. He was the head of risk management for a major insurance company. There is a 90% probability that the S&P won't do that over 3 years. And you end up getting your 24% income. Now, here's what happens if the S&P is down 29, 28, 27, anything less than 30. You get all your money back. You didn't lose a dime. And you got 8%. So you made 24% on the thing. And the 8% paid out monthly. CDs don't even do that. And you ain't going to make no 8% in a CD either. So they're really, really, really cool things. Matter of fact, when my analyst was explaining these to me, my son knows me well. And Caleb looked at me and looked at my analyst, looked at me and looked at my analyst and started laughing. And my analyst, Pond, said, "What are you laughing at?" He says, "I know what Mark's thinking. He's thinking, how much money can he put in structured notes?" But I am, because I like income just like you do. Now, if this sounds like something that could fit as part of your portfolio, or you just want to find out more information about it, no cost, no obligation, free of charge, I'd love to get you our structured notes kit. Structured notes kit. 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. We will send it to you free of charge right here on the Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind. And if you're just now coming across us, I'm Mark Falter. This is the Retirement Income Hour, and we're talking today about structured notes. Some of the high points I want to cover again so you'll understand a little bit more of what they are, how they work. I don't know how you do these without an analyst behind the scenes. I'll be honest with you. If I was managing my own portfolios by myself, I don't know if we'd be doing structured notes because you got to have an analyst to structure them. That's why we do all of our management in-house. And you can build them like a car. You can get the basic or you can start putting a lot of safety features on them. And, of course, it costs more to do that, and we can adjust the structure of the structured notes. In other words, do you want it to mature in 18 months? Do you want it to mature in 3 years? And there's, of course, benefits in each one. How big do you want your buffer? You want it 30%, 20%, 25%? We structure them. How big do you want your upside potential? And of course, ultimately, you hold these in a brokerage account, be it with Schwab or Fidelity. That's ultimately how these are. And to be clear, these are not for all of your money. They're just a nice thing to have. That is one more arrow in the quiver of development of income. But again, if you want to know how, you can get more information on structured notes. See if they fit you. 844-777-6275. Love to send you our structured notes kit, investment kit. Again, 844-777-MARK. The thing I have found that really permeates people's minds this time of year is estate planning. We're going to talk today's show. The title of it is Estate Planning 101, Frequently Asked Questions. Let's talk about that right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group was built with your financial future in mind. For over 25 years, they've been helping those preparing for or who are in retirement effectively protect and grow their portfolios. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group works hard in taking the proper steps to ensure your financial future. That means working to provide you with the peace of mind to help you navigate the ever-changing landscape of planning and saving for retirement. It's MidAmerican Wealth Advisory's goal to meet your goals in retirement and for you to enjoy those years you've worked so hard for. They do this by taking a one-on-one approach and will drill down to ascertain your specific needs. Once those needs and wants are understood, the team at MidAmerican Wealth Advisory will construct the best possible plan to help you meet those needs and dreams by working to protect and grow your need for income in retirement. To find out more how MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group can help you, call 816-640-5888. That's 816-640-5888.
Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Hour.
Thanks for joining us again today. We have a great show lined out. And, you know, something that everybody is thinking about, a lot of people think about, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people think about this time of year, are New Year's resolutions. It's that time of year again, very first part of the year. And they're thinking about, what did I not do last year that I want to do this year? What did I do last year that I want to stop this year? And it's on a lot of our minds, more plans sold for health clubs and things like that. But, you know, one thing I have found that really permeates people's minds this time of year is estate planning. We're going to talk today's show. The title of it is Estate Planning 101, Frequently Asked Questions. Because at the end of the day, estate planning is something that people put off and put off and put off. And I bring them in the office and they'll say, yeah, you know, I've got a will. We made that thing 20 years ago and haven't looked at it since. Everybody kind of knows they should do it. They just don't. So that's one of the reasons why we're doing this show today, talking about estate planning. I have back with us again by popular demand, Phil Anderson, estate planning attorney extraordinaire. How are you, Phil?
Well, first of all, you're far too kind. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back, and happy new year. It's already a busy one, and looking forward to helping as many people as I can with estate planning.
Very good. Well, thanks again for joining us. And so we're going to cover some questions that come up with estate planning and estate planning in general. And if you've been a listener to my show, you've heard me talk about estate planning more than once, and you probably heard Phil on the air with us more than once, and I normally cover everything about estate planning in a format of a 50,000-foot view. Today, we're going to cover it a little bit differently in the fact that we are going to kind of drill down into some of the details of estate planning, and we, Phil and I, have seen so many people together so long, we kind of know what questions you have before you ask them, because we've had them asked to us before. Matter of fact, that brings me to a document that he and I came up with that we're going to allow you to get off of today's show. It's called the 16 Questions. So if you are finding yourself at the very first part of the year and curious as to what's involved in development of an estate plan, what are some of the most important questions I should ask myself? What things should I be doing? We put together a document titled The 16 Questions. And if you want to get your copy of The 16 Questions, I would invite you to call and ask for it free. 844-777-6275. 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK right here on the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter. We've got Phil Anderson with us today. We're talking about estate planning. So if you were talking, Phil, to somebody about estate planning in general, where do you normally start with them?
I usually would want to talk about what, if anything, they have in place. And if we're starting from scratch, emphasize what I think after talking with them and discussing with them what their estate looks like, what kind of assets they currently have, what is their family situation? Do they have young children? Do they have possible young beneficiaries through the plan? Do they have complicated asset holdings? I mean, there are certain things that will lend themselves or lead me to discuss a trust over a will. Or, you know, and always, I always wanted to say, you know, something's better than nothing. A trust is generally better than a will. It's not going to be the best thing or the thing that's needed by everyone. And then we also talk about powers of attorney and things of that nature. These are all constituent parts of a good estate plan because they all play different roles. And so I want to talk to somebody and find out what's best for them. And that really only can be done by just chatting. And then we break it down and we talk about what is there in each of those documents that will help them and make things easier for them and their family when they go on.
So let's talk of just a minute. Estate Planning 101, frequently asked questions. Like I said, we already know what your questions are going to be, so we're going to kind of bring them up before. So one of the most common questions is, what, first of all, I want everybody to understand, when it comes to estate planning, it sounds like rocket science, but there's really only two types of estate plans, wills and trusts. So tell us, Phil, what is the main difference between a will and a trust?
A will and a trust can get you basically to the same point, but it's the road that you travel on that's going to vary significantly. A will, which is a lot of times people think of that as the standard, the more traditional way of doing estate planning, and it has been around longer. It's been around for centuries. But most people think when they've got a will, and a will just basically says who you are, who your family is, where you want things to go, and how you want the court to handle things. It's important to note that you're asking the court to do things for you, because any will, for it to have any legal binding effect whatsoever, it has to be read by a court and applied by a court. We're talking about probate here. So a will on its own doesn't do anything to help you avoid probate. In fact, it's designed to be used in probate. Having a will is better than not having a will in probate, obviously. It can cut down on some time and money, but you're still going to be spending significant, not you, but your beneficiaries, getting that will probated and getting the assets going to where you want them to go. If you have a will and you're saying where things should go, if you don't have a will, the court's going to decide for you where things go, mm-hmm. which is not always obviously the best way to go. A trust, it is a more detail oriented, flexible, document that is not run through the courts. It is done individually, privately, so it doesn't become a matter of public record. That's another thing that people don't love about wills, is somebody can look up your stuff, find out who your beneficiaries are.
And they get into detail on that stuff, too.
They do. And you have to with a lot of the filings that you have, and then it becomes a matter of public record, largely. So a trust is done privately. It can be a lot quicker. You cut down on the cost and the time involved if things are done correctly. And of course, when you set up something, that doesn't mean you're done. You have to still put your assets into the trust, and that's a whole other topic. But a trust helps you avoid probate. It's done privately. It can be faster and cheaper to administer a will is always run through the courts. Otherwise, it's just maybe a document that provides some guidance to your executors or personal representatives, depending on the state you're in. Missouri calls them personal reps. Kansas calls them executors. But, you know, it has its limitations, mm-hmm. I should say. Those are the big differences. And there are some other things to talk about with when you have a trust, you still have a will, but it's a different kind of will. And now,
I know what a lot of people are thinking. A lot of people, because I've actually done the workshops and had the people ask me, yeah, but my parents had a will and it didn't go through probate. If you want to get more information on estate planning, I would ask you to, invite you to, should I say, ask for a document titled The 16 Questions About Estate Planning, and we can get that to you free of charge so that you'll know how to set up your estate plan, how to get it, very simply. You call our phone number at 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Now, my parents had a will, and it didn't go through probate. There's more to that question than just the surface, and I'm going to talk about that right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group was built with your financial future in mind. For over 25 years, they've been helping those preparing for or those in retirement effectively protect and grow their portfolios. It's MidAmerican Wealth Advisory's goal to meet your goals in retirement and for you to enjoy those years you've worked so hard for. To find out more about how MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group can help you, call 816-640-5888. 816-640-5888.
The Retirement Income Hour.
You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour. I am Mark Falter. Today we're talking about Estate Planning 101, Frequently Asked Questions. We're talking with Phil Anderson, estate planning attorney, and he talked right before the break about the difference in between wills and trusts. And in doing so, we brought up a question that a lot of people will ask me when I do the estate planning workshops, and that is, hey, we talked about a will has to go through probate. Well, a lot of times they'll ask the question, my parents had a will, didn't go through probate. Tell us about that, Phil.
Well, that could be a couple different things going on there. Sometimes people have wills, and they maybe are in a situation where they're in a county or just the situation is more relaxed a bit, and they just simply don't file the will, and things somehow, and I don't know often how it happens, they work out. Mm-hmm. Do I ever say, well, that's great, then I think you should rely on that same stroke of luck? And no, I don't, because I want to give people good advice that they can hang their hat on, and in case something bad happens, they can work with what they've got. Mm-hmm. Now, the more common, and the one I can explain better, is if you have a will, it didn't get admitted to probate, but all the assets got distributed, well, that can be done. If you have people's names on all of your assets, a beneficiary or a transfer on death deed for real property going to your children or whomever you'd like to leave that property to, you can specify on all of your assets. And if you have a will, I would say please do make that effort so that you can avoid probate. And that's all well and good if you've got a pretty simple, straightforward set of assets and your beneficiaries, you're fine with it going to whomever's named and not having any possible contingency planning or flexibility in that. And you have to have a little bit of luck, and we don't like to think about this, but all of your beneficiaries that you've named, they all have to outlive you. Mm-hmm. If they don't, well, that's going to kind of mess up your plan a little bit. It still could go outside of it could go through to the beneficiaries without going to probate, but it may not be in the exact way that you'd hoped.
Yeah, there's a lot of ifs and buts in the other scenario of not having a good setup. I'm not a huge fan of a will, to be honest with you, and we just talked about why, because if you do a will properly, things have to go through probate. And what does everybody, I mean, you think about it. If you ask 10 people, why do you want to do an estate plan? 9 out of 10 are going to tell you, I want to avoid probate. So you want to avoid that, avoid it with getting the trust. Speaking of which, if you were listening to today's show, of course you are listening to today's show, you wouldn't be listening right now. and you're wondering, well, I wonder what the heck it would cost me to do an estate plan. Phil will do an estate plan. How much do you charge again?
Well, for the most, I say complex, but it's not necessarily that complex, but the most comprehensive, I should say, plan, which would be a joint revocable trust for a couple. You can do revocable trusts as an individual, but for a joint trust package, because I do everything on a flat fee basis, so there's no surprise costs at the end or anything like that. Joint trust with the wills that go along with the trust for each of you, if it's a couple, each of you would have your powers of attorney. That's a general durable power of attorney for finances and personal affairs, and a healthcare power of attorney that also includes a living will or advanced directive. I'm getting into a lot of detail here. And then any deeds that you need done to put real property into the trust, that is at $1,500 flat fee.
And that's a good price. I'll tell you what, if you are wondering if that's a good price, you need to call a few attorneys and check the price and then call us. And he does a fantastic job. He's worked on my trust personally.
Yeah, I've just as a little bit of background, in case folks don't know, I've been practicing law now for 27 years, which is impossible, but it happens. And doing nothing but estate planning law for a little bit longer than a decade, and have well over 1,000 plans under my belt, and quite a few of those with Mark. Mark's clients, mm-hmm. And Mark's trust too. I guess I'm not disclosing too much attorney-client privilege because I think he said that. So I've got a lot of experience in this, and would just love to assist you if you're looking for someone.
Very good price. And you know, it's funny, when we were working together heavily here in the, and we still are, but really when we were going more heavily in the office here and you were doing several a day, I was thinking to myself one day, I want to learn how to deliver that trust, until I watched you do it. And you took an hour and 10 minutes to deliver the trust. And I tell people, you know, just sit with Phil. You'll definitely understand it when you're done. But for $1,500 to get a full everything done is just a very economical thing. And also, if you just want to get your questions answered, we'd love to hear from you. And we can at least answer some of the questions about basic estate planning, and also at the same time give you what we've put together titled Estate Planning 16 Questions. It'll answer most of the questions you have about estate planning. Matter of fact, if you answer these questions, you'll be 80% of the way home on development of an estate plan. And how do you get it? 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Love to answer your questions and also get you a copy of the 16 questions that Phil and I put together that will help you in the development of an estate plan. Or if you just want to get an estate plan done for the economical price of $1,500, we'd love to hear from you. But today's show, where it is titled Estate Planning 101, Frequently Asked Questions, we're here with Phil Anderson, estate planning attorney. And tell us again, I know you just said it, but tell us again a little bit about your background, Phil.
Yeah, I'm originally from the Wichita area, product of the Kansas public school system, K-State undergrad, KU Law. I graduated from KU Law in 97 and did some litigation beginning, but the last decade of my 27 years in practice has been nothing but estate planning. I certainly did some of that before, but when you really focus in on it, your knowledge and your flexibility and the comfort level with the topic goes up exponentially. So,
yeah, and you know, it's something I tell people a lot, because a lot of people say, you know, my attorney will do an estate plan, or worse yet, they say, you know, I can get this done at LegalZoom.com. I urge you not to do that. I probably shouldn't have used the name there, but point is, try not to do the online things. Very, very complex. I've had attorneys tell me before they'd have been better off just letting probate run it. But point is, if you're going to use an attorney, make sure they're an estate planning attorney. You know, so I think that's very important.
And actually, the funny thing is, when you get into some of those kind of do-it-yourself punch in information and they give you back a document, you think it's going to be super, super cheap. It doesn't end up being that cheap, especially for what you get. So, you know, if you want to look into those things, I encourage people to look into all their options. Call around, check prices. I am not worried of losing clients on that. And I would never want a client to do something that's lesser than what they need. So give me a call and we'll chat.
Yeah, and the way to get hold of Phil is call our phone number, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. And, of course, at that same time, I would encourage you to ask for a document by name titled The 16 Questions. 16 questions that will help you on your road to development of an estate plan. And today we're talking about estate planning. Today's show is Estate Planning 101 Frequently Asked Questions. Yeah, you had something to say there, Phil.
Yes, I just want to make sure that people realize that if they do have questions, if they have pre-existing documents they want me to look at,
that's a good point,
and see if they need to update and do some things, my consultations are always free.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have a timer that I start when I start talking with you. I don't like to do business that way. I much rather would just see if I need to help you, if you need the help. And if you do, well, then we'll talk about fees. But consultations are always complimentary.
And you know, something that you brought up, I'm kind of not switching gears, but switching gears a little bit. If you're over 18 years of age and you've got money, which pretty much is everybody, you need a financial power of attorney. And these are just financial power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney, power of a will, the trust itself. I mean, these are all parts of a good estate plan that come in any good estate planning situation. But, you know, I had a question that has come up before, and I've actually wondered this myself. If you go back 20 years, unfortunately, we can both go back that far plus. And,
yes.
But if you go back 20 years, very few people did trusts. Almost everybody did wills. And I have a theory as to why I think that is. I don't know why actually it is. It's where the question comes in is people will ask me, do you think I have enough assets to do a trust? And it's kind of like cell phones, I tell people. You know, back 20 years ago, nobody had a cell phone. Now everybody's got them. Why do you think that is, Phil, that 20 years ago, almost nobody did, unless you were Elvis Presley or something, you didn't do a trust?
I think there was a very common perception that if you didn't have a certain amount of assets that and or it wasn't complicated or, you know, something like that, that you really didn't need a trust. It's just been, I think, through a lot of education through the bar associations and financial planners like Mark, talking with folks about the benefits of having a trust and how it can really save you and your beneficiaries, primarily for the trust itself, save them money and you know, time and expense. It's just it can really be a benefit, and you don't need a lot of money. It just makes, in fact, one thing that made it I think more of a vehicle that was used for wealthier folks is because they used to be so expensive to set up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the prices have come down for the most part, although you still can pay easily several thousand dollars.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking to people talking about $6,000-$8,000
yeah,
for a trust.
For the same things that I'm doing. I'm not trying to compare myself to anyone else, but you can pay a lot more for it. I think it's become more cost-effective for folks, and people are realizing that yeah, I can really benefit from this. And it's just, I think it's, there's been a concerted effort to educate people in that regard and to let them know that a will doesn't mean you get out of probate. Mm-hmm. A will is simply instructions for the court on how to run probate.
That's exactly what I tell people. I say, you know, if you die with nothing, the judge has to make a decision. If you die with a will, you've at least given the judge your desires, and then he'll go with your desires. If you die with a trust, you avoid the judge altogether, and which is what pretty much everybody's goal is. Now, another question that comes up, I find, is that people will say, well, can I do everything with transfer on deaths? Now, technically you can, but man, there's a lot of ifs and buts, and you know the old saying of ifs and buts were candy and nuts. We'd all have a Merry Christmas. Point is, a lot of ifs and buts if you try to do it that way, isn't there, Phil?
There is, and it's you. Like I said, if you do everything with a will and with naming beneficiaries on assets, if you're diligent in doing that, you still have to have a bit of luck mm-hmm. on your side to make sure that the people that you've named. And we sure hope they will, because usually we're talking about children or grandchildren, that they're going to survive you. Nobody wants to outlive their children. Mm-hmm. But if they don't, and you wanted it to go to their children in equal shares, a beneficiary designation is a rather blunt instrument, a rather blunt way of doing that. Everything goes to the people that are named, and that's all they can do with it. If you had two children named 50-50, but you wanted grandkids to get something underneath from one child, if they pass before you, it's not going to happen. Everything's going to go to the one surviving child that you have. And maybe then they will share that with the grandchildren, but they're not legally obligated to. And sometimes this is when we see close families become not so close.
Oh, that's a big deal right there. You know, I think just not just the financial avoidance of probate and all those reasons as to why you should do a trust. Shoot, man, to get away from the fighting. You know, people say, well, I have the three children that won't fight. Yeah, that's what the last people that had children that fought said. And that is whenever any money gets involved in it. And, you know, the thing about a good established trust is you put a do not contest clause in there that says if you contest, you're out. It'll put the kibosh to that fighting. And that's something that Phil does with all of his estate plans, and
are in all the wills, all the trusts that I do, and it's incredibly hard to challenge a trust. I mean, a lot harder, I should say,
right?
Because it's not before the court, so they have to hire a lawyer, pay their fees, file a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So there's some strong disincentives there.
Mm. So you know, if you want to get more questions answered on estate planning, I would invite you to ask for a document or a little booklet that I put together, Phil and I put together, titled 16 Questions. The benefit of the 16 questions is you answer these questions and you take it to your attorney. You're going to have 85-90% of his job done. Or work with Phil and he'll do a trust for $1,500. And how do you get it? 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. You ask for the 16 questions by name. We'll answer a lot of your questions about estate planning. Or if you just want to have somebody check your estate plan and make sure it's up to snuff, it's January, you've been thinking about it, good time to take care of loose ends. That's what we're here for. Again, 844-777-6275. We are actually at a wrap for this show. Appreciate you coming on again, Phil.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And again, thank you guys for listening to our show. Look forward to talking to you again next weekend. This is Mark Falter with Retirement Income Hour, signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind. We'll be back next week at this same time. If you missed part of the show or want to know more, check out IncomeHour.com. IncomeHour.com.
Mark Falter is a registered investment advisor representative with MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from a financial professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Insurance products are sold through Allianz, American Equity, Athene, Brighthouse, F&G, Gillico, Global Atlantic, Great American, Midland National, North American, and Protective. The opinions spoken are only opinions and not statements of material fact. The opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all the supporting facts to verify these opinions.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Registration as an investment advisor does not apply a certain level of skill or training.